We have three exceptions. They were Trumas HaDeshem and Bitei Kula and Ezra Ruma. Now this case of Bitei Kula is actually talking about the Bitei Kohen Gadol. The halacha is that the special begadim which the Kohen Gadol had on Yom Kippur was used just for 1 year, and that's it. The Kohen Gadol normally wears 8 begadim, and on Yom Kippur the Bitei Lavan that he wears are 4 begadim. And afterwards, it says the Hinicham Sham that you're not allowed to use it. You have to leave them there. You're not allowed to use them again. So the Mamet you're turning in either. But the problem is that the Rambam, the Hilchos Me'ila, when he brings down this halacha, he says it by Bigdei Hedyot as well. That if you have Bigdei Hedyot, Bigdei Kohen Hedyot, that Shabbatu that are no longer suitable. So the Rambam brings down that Ma'ilam Behem, that it's also to use it, is still within the Ilam. And that's a problem, because our Gemara seems to say that Bigdei Kohen Gadol, it's a special din that we learn out of because there is a Kasev, that Bigdei Kohen Gadol, we don't say Nasa Mitzvasa. It says in Yicham Sham, which is the Pasuk only by Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So if I say all Bigdei Hedyot, it should all go under the category of Nachas Mitzvah, and it's mutter once the mitzvah is done. It's mutter. So, Mishmur Levach, it's this kasha, why it should be any different? Why the big day hedge it? Why shouldn't we say Nachas Mitzvah, and it's mutter? What? But the pasuk is for Bigdei Kohen Gadol. So by Kohen Gadol, it's also the Nasa Mitzvah is not a hazard. But then it should be by Bigdei Kohen Hedyot. The Nasa Mitzvah is a hazard. Just like the Ketores, once the Nasa Mitzvah is mutter, the Bigdei Kohen Hedyot, once it's Nasa Mitzvah, it should be mutter. What? I think the chiddush that you have to say in Nasa Mitzvah is that Nasa Mitzvasai means that the mitzvah is finished. That's Nasa Mitzvasai. If you have Misratim, you have something that the mitzvah to burn, Isa, it's Nasa Mitzvasai. So remember, there's no mitzvah Ne'ilah. A Bigdei Kohen Gadol, which you can only use in Yom Kippur, and you can't use it in a second Yom Kippur, so it's Nasa Mitzvasai. Bigdei Kohen Hedyot, it's not Nasa Mitzvasai. Kohen Hedyot is a mitzvah to wear the begadim the next minute also. Just the begadim became old. Doesn't became one out. So once a baguette is worn too much, you need a new baguette, which looks nice. So if I say that Nasa Mitzvasa is shot that the mitzvah is completed, and that doesn't apply to Bigdei Hedyot, makes sense. No? That by Bigdei Hedyot, it's not that the mitzvah is complete. It's that these begadim are not roy, I still have a mitzvah. But these begadim are not roy anymore. By Kohen Hedyot. The mitzvah is not really complete because when the Kohen Hedyot
separate the day.
but there's no mitzvah that was finished. The mitzvah wearing the Bigdei Kohen, there's no one mice and mitzvah that was completed.
So why is the Rambam supposed to say that?
That's why it says it's an Easter, because the Bigdei Hedyot was not Nasa Mitzvasa, it's not called Nasa Mitzvasa, so it's Lohab Kedusha, so that's why the Rambam said, why is that?
Did he go down all
the Lohab Kedusha, my old Mitzvah, also? Yeah. The Kedusha is that you don't say Nasa Mitzvasa because there's no Mitzvah that was completed. That's true, I'm not sure. Wearing Bigdei Kohen is also something. That's a possible
Kedusha.
What?
Next year also you can use the Bigdei Kohen.
The next day,
Kaigadol?
Ah, but the Zerat HaKasa that he needs new ones every year. It's Binicham Shani, that's all he needs. there I would have. Okay, before you go right, there was another prat, a few other prat, and just wanted to mention about this. I'm just saying the Derech Efshar, I don't know if this is true, but you know there's a whole tumor lately about the LR airplanes flying over cemeteries. That wasn't my idea to assume it, but it's true that there are different flight plans, and so the flight planes go over cemeteries, and they don't. And the problem is having Kayanim in the airplane when they fly. The Chayla, what's that to what I said, yeah? Maybe we'd have a Hetzer. It's hard to get a different flight. So even by the rights, but it's only come a chavin, you have to come out there. But loy yapshav v'loy come a chavin is not the same. So the chavin is over the thing. The only problem is if it's a psikresha. Taisa said if it's a psikresha, it's awesome. So I don't know if it's a psik resha, I don't know the tears, but every flight goes over it, or not every flight goes over it. I don't know. I know here in New York, I know they have many flight plans, depending on the wind. They always take off into the wind. But depending on which way the wind is blowing, they take off in different directions.
They have to go like this because of the danger of going. They can't go in any other area because of the arrows.
I can't answer. I don't know. I don't know the fact. If it's not a psikresha, whether it's Stavra, it's not many miles wide at a cemetery. Why only the edge of the cemetery should make such a thing? I don't know the tea, but anyway, it just serves to illustrate that this whole halacha is a very wide-ranging halacha. We have three more cases to finish off the sugya with. We'll learn those three tashmas today. We'll spend time on the third one, which is the one that has practical application. Let's learn through all three cases. Tashma, the first case. Chnisa l'rivka. What's it talking about? You have a calf. What type of calf is it? So TC, my quite trashy in Texas. Rashi says it's talking about an egg rufa. And Tosfos says it's talking about Parah Aduma. The halachas are identical, so there's no difference. It's a question of what it's talking about. Chnisa l'rivka, with this calf, which is either going to be used for an egg rufa or for a Parah Aduma. And one of the dinim of a egg rufa Parah Aduma is Ashalai Ubad Bab Loi Ola Lai Ha'oil. It's not allowed to do any, it's not to do any type of halacha with this animal. You would disqualify the animal if you used it for work. So it depends. If a chnisa l'rivka v'dasha k'sher. If you entered it into a stall or into a stable and you would leave there and the animal by itself was dash, it threshed it, that's okay. B'shuvil shetinek v'tidesh p'sula. But if a person is machnis it so bad it should nurse and it should thresh, p'sula. So why is it possible? Ha'echer ha'chet alay echer v'kamechadi. It has to go into the nurse anyway. And is eat there, so it's going to thresh. So play echer v'kamechadi p'sani p'sula. So tread on Abaya said that it's mutter. But the Gemara Shani Hasam Diksiv Ashalai Ubad Ba the Koma. No way are you allowed to do malacha with it, even in the case of Shalai Yashir, presumably even Shalai Ben Mishkavit. That's the Gemara's Kashi. Why is it Shalai Yashir? Shalai Yashir means it's a big tefillah. It has the nurse and the mother cow is there. So, no way to do it. Obviously, there could be cases where it's Afshar, there could be cases where it's Afshar, but I think the question is, why aren't we Makali between them? So this first verse says, it's Sa'a Akhalevashan, Ani Alei Dami Alelaha, Shachin Alei Sheira, the bird lander on the back of this Paraduma, it's Kashar. Ola Alei Zacha Psula. Ola Alei Zacha means that the owner of the farm was sorbet and was nichal with it. That it mated with a zakhar, and so now psuma. my time, Amar Papa. X is Eved, Bakarinon, Eved, Ada Ovid Ba'il. It would say, Ashalai, I guess Avad would be the word. X is Avad, Bakarinon, Avad. It would say, Ashalai, Avad Ba, that you didn't work with it. Ada Ovid Ba'il, it has to be that you did it. Iksiv uvad, the Korean on uvad, after Luma Melanami. Uvad means it was done. Not that you necessarily did it. Bahash the Siv avad, the Korean on uvad, uvad dumi the avad. Ma avad and nicholai, uvad and nicholai. So it has to be something you're happy with. So if you're happy that it's doing the malacha, so then it's awesome. If you're not, then it's mutter. So in the Reisha, where you just put it into a stable and it's threshed, why aren't you happy with it? The Tosafot says because we don't have to thresh tomorrow anyway. This animal went in and just walked on some wheat. It didn't thresh everything. You're not gaining anything tomorrow. You're going to have to thresh with other animals. So that's not Nichalei. So then it's Mosei. It's Nichalei, then it's Mosei. That's the first case. Second case, Toshma. Aveda. And we come on to a totally different case. You have an Aveda that you found certain Aveda you have to take care of. If you find an aveda and it's a curtain or a linen, so you have to spread it out. If you leave cloth folded up for a long period of time, it gets a musty smell and it starts to degenerate. So you have to spread it out every once in a while. So aveda leish lechem alei agavei mita alei agavei mogud litzarchai avashaychal litzarchai. You're obligated to spread it out to the tzayuch of the cloth. But if it's for the tzayuch of you, it's nice linen and you have guests coming, so that's awesome. You don't have to spread it out on a bed. Look at Mogud. Is that a couch? Anybody look in the
hospital? A
hook or a peg. But Tyson says, come on, Mogud like Lima. Does that mean a hook on which you hang a bag or something?
Hang a shirt, right?
Okay. So you're not putting it on a hook. Just say that it's for your covenant. It's going to make your house look nice. So that's awesome. Let's say you're ready to spread it out for its own purpose. And guests suddenly decided they're coming. So now you have two kavanis, one for you, one for the beged. So we see that it's also, even in the case where it's e'efsher, is it called machadim or not machadim? So we see that it's Asr. The Gemara is Shani Hasam. The Kali Lei Mishamayin Apisha Misham Ganzi. Kali Lei is bad for the beggar itself, either because of Ayin Ra, or because of Ganavin. They're going to see it and they're going to come back for it. So there, the Tatar is there with the Rabbanan, otherwise it will be money. That's the second case. The third and last case is Toshma, Michael Exus, people who are in the business of selling clothing, meichrin kedarkon. They sell kedarkon. They sell the normal way, which means to put it on and model the clothing, which today they don't do. But apparently the people used to go around selling would wear it. Vavash lo yischad in the chamav neachamav b'ksham neigasham. But you know a kavana for a tzarech of a beggar. That's true. We're not shim lachalei b'makom. People who are extra zoning here in mitzvahs, they wouldn't do it even with a hezer. They didn't want to ever put on shas. But I'll go upon him, ha'acha de'efshim u'mevek etznu'in, b'chila mechad and shari. The raya that loy mechad and is mutter even when it's efshim. T'yufta, l'mayin d'masti l'shnakama d'rava t'yufta. We see that there's a hezer of a mechad. Not like Rava said in the first lashon, which was that you need efshir, loy efshir v'laka mechad, and we see no. Even Efshir Halakha Mechavin is also mutter because of this sin, unless
like
source Mechavin Kedaka.
Is this the same line
to Bisha
like if I'm Baron Basra?
Right.
Is this the same line
to
Bisha like
if I'm Baron Basra? Alright, so we end up with this case. So what should come out? Let's say you're going to a store, you want to buy a suit, and you're not sure if the suit is shackled. So what should come out? You're allowed to try on the suit in the meantime, and if you decide to buy it, you'll check it for shatness. So what comes out from this Gemara? That you're permitted. No one tries on a suit as mechavin that it should warm up his keep them warm or to keep them protected from the weather. So that's what comes out from this Gemara of Achaira. A heter, even if it's Efshur, the like HaMashadim, that's the heter to wear a baguette of Shatin is, as long as you know Machadim, that Neacham on the Abisham. Why even if you're not for sure Shatin, it should be Machadim? That's what this Gemara is talking about. That's the Achaira, what comes out from this Gemara.
Don't have
the Kabbalah
for
Kham,
don't
have the Kabbalah
to keep you warm.
Yeah, that's what Kabbalah is saying. You're not the Kabbalah to keep you warm. You're not the Kabbalah for it to protect you from the rain.
Do you have
any other Kabbalah
in
Rabbah? What? What should we do? Let's say I want to bring a mink coat into the country and I don't want to pay taxes on it. So when we get off the plane, I'll tell, I'm not going to wear a mink coat, tell my wife, she also wouldn't wear a mink coat, but let's say she would. I'll tell her to put on a mink coat and to wear it into the, if you wear it in, so you don't pay taxes, what you're wearing, you don't pay taxes on, right? So, is that mutter? Should come out from Agamara. Well, v'vachalai yiskatim, v'chamim ne'achamim, v'chamim ne'achamim. V'chayim, it's exactly the same case, right? It would be, let's say it's cold, instead of a different coat, it would be a problem. So it would be cold. Usually it's indoors, it's not cold. Or I'll have to put it on top of another coat. So, okay, it should be more the same heter, like a machaber. The problem is that in Yerodea, you have two sifim, one after the other. And not only two sifim in Yerodea, in the Mishnah's client, the two Mishnahs, one after the other. That are supposed to each other. It says in Paraket Mishnah, Meichrek Sus, Meichrek Kedarka, says this heter, that as long as you're not mechaber for the weather, you're allowed to wear a model of coat for a potential buyer. And then Mishnah Vav says that Levraya Hameches, if you're putting on a shantis clothing, you want to avoid taxes, usher. The spirit of the two Mishnayos. So on the two Mishnayos, the Rav, if you look in the Mishnayos, the Rav in the Mishnayos says that one Mishnah is Rav Shimon, and one Mishnah is Rav Yehuda. Rav Shimon al Rabashayim is Kavan is Mutter. So he's Matir, putting on the Shatnas clothing. And Rabbi Yehuda holds Rabbi Shimon is Kavan is Aser. So he asks us putting on the Shabbos clothing. So it's a machlokes is between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Now you could say that on, it's really a tzaychik anyway, two straight Mishnayos. To say that they argue, so you could say it if you want on the Mishnayos. But in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, they bring both Mishnahs. Sorry. In the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, it brings both Mishnayos. If you take out Yerodeah. In the Shin Aleph. So Tif Hey, it says, Tif Hey, it says that the Nehameches is Aser, and in Zivav, it says, Michael Ksuf, Michael Kedarka. So the question is, what's the difference between the two cases? Very schwer to explain the difference between the two cases. So we find that the Shayin have this Kasha. So we find two mahalchim, neither of which is great, and they're great, but then, and neither of which I understand fully. But I'll tell you what they say. One teretz is the teretz that says in the Kesef Mishnah and in the Beis Yosef. Why does it say in both the Kesef Mishnah and the Beis Yosef? Remember, at least same person, right? That the Kesef Mishnah and the Beis Yosef say that in Shabbos there are two aveiros. There's an to put to wear shatnez, levisha, and there's an issa halah. Halah means to throw it over your shoulders. To be malah, to just to wear it over your shoulders, not to wear it in the normal way. So they say, that's the Beis Yosef, that levisha is awesome. To escape taxes, you have to wear it, you have to make believe it's your clothing. So levisha is awesome in both cases. While we're matching here, Meichel Sus, Meichel Kitarkan, they didn't wear it, they just threw it over their shoulders. It was halal. They would throw it over their shoulders. Halah is mutter. Elisha is asr, and only halah is mutter. So that's mutter kedaka. You think they walked around with just one suit? They had a few suits, clothing, and they threw it over their shoulder, and that's how they walked around selling. So that's the psak of the Beis Yosef. Why don't you be the difference? And they come explain it. How do you feel Elisha and halah? Comes out to saying that if you want to sell a suit, you're allowed to wear it over your shoulders, but you're not allowed to wear it with your hands in the sleeves.
You don't wear a lot of, like, more like the pegs up in the third,
it's
not so much
the pegs
up in the warm,
like,
in the
colder. But if I'm able to have it, what's the difference?
It looks different.
It looks different. That's what I was thinking. It could be that in Levisha, it's not only us to wear shatnez to keep you warm, but to keep you protect from the rain. When you wear a shirt, to keep you warm, necessarily, protect you from the rain. Many people wear clothing, they should look nice. Another reason people wear clothing, I think most people wear clothing for that reason. They want to look a certain way. So, to put it on, think you should look good, not that somebody is selling suits. So you want it to look good, Levisha is also. That's mechaven, you want to look good. So Levisha, that's also. If you want to wear it past the taxes, you want to look like you're wearing it. So that could be as itself an issur, that's called mechaven. You throw it over your shoulder, that you don't do for the look. Could be that that's, maybe, that's the hesber between the two cases. I like the basic. It depends on this, I guess, and how you explain this. Would be calling
him.
He's
putting it up. One is not even calling. He's putting on pants. Not gonna like be shining on the pants.
He wants it to look good.
Though.
Well, he's not gonna be wearing it to look bad.
But he's wearing it.
So that's also the basic, I suppose. And now I'd wear it for the way it looks. So selling is taka also on the issue. Only halal is only throwing it on the shoulder. Halal.
But those times, I'm sure they've worn pants also.
It is, that's awesome. He's learning. So he's saying that Moshe Mechik says Mechik Gedaka means only Halah and not Levisha.
Because they're trying on pants.
I mean, they have to put on, the stuff that they wore.
Customer has to. I'm talking about the Mechik.
The Mechik himself, he wore.
The Mechik, right? Somebody was selling to Gaim, selling Shabbos, what was he selling? According to this Beis Yosef, if you go to the store, you're allowed to try on a suit? It's Levisha. The Visha of a Chayazasar, you're right, maybe according to the way I explained it, maybe it'll be a heather. So you don't care for the Kutavis, you just want to see how it will look later.
You can't
but to push the words, because the Visha should be up. Taisus in Mesechta Shabbos says the second Shita, Taisus Shabbos up on Sesame Day. Now listen carefully, because you're going to have to explain it to me. Taisus down the Chayazim of Visha and Halach. He says wearing it to sell is mutter because of any misgavin, because it's not a psikration. Wearing it to escape the taxes is also because it is a psikration. Someone explain this over. Wearing it to escape the taxes is a psikration that you wear shatnez, that's also. Wearing it to sell, it's not a psikration, that's mutter. What do the words mean? Anybody understand what the words mean? Why is one a psikration, one's not a
psikration?
The only way to avoid taxes
is to wear it.
Is to wear it. Makedas HaMishnah says what you're saying. Makedas HaMishnah says the only way to avoid taxes is to wear it. That's a psikration. It's not the only way to sell it, it's not only to wear it, so that's not a psikration. That doesn't make sense. That's not what psikration means. Psikration means that when I put it on, it's a psikration that I'm going to have anah from it. You have other ways. You have other ways of doing other things. Psikration means that this maisa necessarily is going to do an aveira.
The only
way
to avoid taxes is to wear it.
That's what he says, but I don't understand. That's not how you judge a secret. So if I say the only way to bring a bench from there to here is to make a friend. No. and get a wagon and bring it with a wagon. But subsequation, by dragging it, subsequation, who cares if my purpose I could get a different way? I understand. Subsequation should be, if I do this nicer, am I necessarily going to do the other? Subsequation usually means. I'm putting on a suit, I'm necessarily going to do the Aveirah. So I don't know, what you're saying is a Merkabah HaMishnah, because the Chuvah brings it down on Shinal Sivah. But it doesn't seem to work into the way I usually explain segregation.
I think that time
the
make the sale.
But who cares if I don't make the sale? The Aveirah is that it's Chachamim my group.
But I'm not going to worry about
that. What? The Hanoah is not making the sale. That's not the Hanoah. It's the Hanoah of Shatnez. So I'm looking like
it.
What
does look like it?
My command is to make a sale.
So they're not going to have, they're not doing a sale. Even though you can only make a sale if you're getting enough of Shatnez, you can't sequestration to make a sale.
But who cares if sequestration to make the sale? When I create a bench of sequestration, I'm going to bring it to my house. But that's not what sequestration goes to the Aveira. Not on my intention. If I take a bench from there to here, Sekresha, I'll bring it to my house.
But
Sekresha, we care if the Malach is of Sekresha, that the Malach will happen.
What's really what's
too.
Really fine, I know, where
is it?
Not by keeping warm.
That keeps me warmer the way I look.
Doesn't
matter if I make a sale or not. No customer might come my way, but it's still Sekresha that I'm going to look good.
But I know where I look in a certain way, it's only the fact that I have
other
people.
So
it doesn't have that effect
on one. No, it's not true. Now the shop is in your own house, in the privacy you have. It's the way, when people wear things to make them look a certain way, the one who notices them the most is themselves. In their mind, everyone's noticing them. But in fact, a person notices himself. A person feels good if he wears certain clothing. He feels that he looks good. Even though he goes in front of people who think it's a ludicrous way to dress. But a person dresses the way he wants to look, not the way other people.
Maybe you said it's simple if you made by a finest. There are two ways of a finest. Either you're happy with it or you're not happy with it. So here, when you're avoiding taxes, even though Lamaki, he's happy that he has this way to avoid taxes. He's happy that he has the practice of avoiding taxes. He's happy he's wearing it. But second, by Khira, he doesn't really even want to wear it. He's not happy with the wear, he's not happy that he has a way to sell it with his wearing.
Maybe it's a filler. Now you have to make some type of filling. And then that could will be when you go to buy a suit, if you're allowed to try on a baguette of Shatnez. The halacha is the chassad of paskins, and the Chaim Kanievsky brings it in his sefer on Shatnez, that it's also to try on Shatnez. When you go to the store, if you're not for sure of Shatnez, if you're not sure of the Shatnez, what other hat do you have? What? If you're not sure of the Shatnez, so first of all, it's a topic. But you have the machlokes that has the kiva egel by suffix psikreishah. You have the taza shita that a suffix psikreishah is mutter. You're in a machaber. You're trying on the suit. You're not machaber to be warm. You're not machaber to impress people. You just want to. You later you want to impress people. Right now you're just trying on the clothing. So Rabbi Bar Yosef has a tshuva in which he's mitzalef by suffix. If you're not sure if it's shatnez or not, which is when we go to the store. He's mitzala is a number of things. First of all, the fact that it's a suffix in the first place. Plus that it's a double shade of miskazin. And according to the Taz, the suffix is gracious and what's it? Even on a suffix with sha'avah. Kivegit says, no, suffix is gracious, only a suffix lava. But the Taz said, even a suffix with sha'avah is what's it? Plus, you have the aruch. I mentioned the other day, the aruch shita. That it's gracious over nichalay is what's it? So again, you're able to happen. It's a secretion that you're becoming warm, but you don't care about it. You only care to try on the suit to see how it looks. So you have the syrup of the taz, the suffix secretion is mutter. The aruch, that secretion, the way nichalei is mutter. Plus, lamaisa, the pashtus of mechrik sus, mechrik kedarkon, is that it's mutter. Depending on which state you come up with, some shad. But the pashtus is that it's mutter. So with these two roofs and these nagels, this man is there. If you know for sure that the suit has shatnez, then it will be awesome. Chassid Zalman says it's awesome. If you know for sure, you're not trying to shatnez. If you know for sure that shatnez, it's a problem. Now, But no one is when you buy something, no? What? If a person has a hanah when he buys something, no? But no one's trying it on. If he's buying something, he goes from the very, he's good. So when he's having hanah, he's having hanah, he's having hanah. He's happy that he found something to buy, but he's not happy from the mavisha. He knows it's good without trying it on. You buy it, going to buy a set of plates, and you find it. You have hanah, but that's not from the fact that you have a desire and you accomplish your desire. It's not a hanah from the mavisha. So you're trying to sue the person, or hanah, chimum, or protection.
If he likes the way it looks on him, then he automatically...
He looks good, he anticipates. Nobody will go into a store and pay them so he can try it on and look good and then leave it in the store. No hanah in that. Hanah is because he knows he'll have a good suit later.
And if it was cold in the store, he might keep that.
If it was cold in the store, he's a machad, and then it's a problem. There is a tefillah, most shatnas, the man is there, the shatnas are rabbanim.
Yeah.
The theory you could have a company that must have shatnas, it's rare though. It's rare. Usually on the label you could see if the clothing itself has shatnas. Our shatnas problem is mostly in the padding. And the shatnas in the padding is generally is rabbanim because they're not threads. It's not, the padding is made from unprocessed raw material. It's not spun into threads. Sometimes made from old clothing, but even the old clothing are shredded, are broken up. That's the most of our shabbos, even when it is shabbos, is shabbos rabbanan. So the mice, it's a tzurah to allow a person to try on a suffix shabbos. But this is all by suffix shabbos, this is not by other shabbos. So, the old baseball glove shabbos, you guys old enough to remember the trouble? And the baseball glove is the shabbos. The baseball glove also has padding in it. Is that called like a machadim? You wear a baseball glove, you're not machadim to warm your hands. Usually people are unhappy, they get sweaty. You're not machadim for the look, maybe some people are machadim for the look. But maybe even you have it to catch a ball. The question is to pad your hands to catch a ball. Is that called a normal tzarech habeged? So the problem is that in Shulchan Aruch it says that padding is also a normal beged. So if you put something on your shoulder, because you want to put something on top of it to carry, padding, I think it says it's also. Or a pot glove sets your hand for the heat. So protection is also considered a normal tzarech, which is again a problem. So the assuming from padding also, it says if you're putting it on your shoulder and you're putting padding, you're putting something heavy on your shoulder, it's also us. The only hefty out by the baseball glove is that it's a soft drabanon. The padding is a shadow of drabanon. And it's actually a spetsaker. Complicated, but the shadow is why it's a spetsaker, but it's a drabanon. And it's a suspect, it's a suffix whether there's linen and wool there. Even if there is linen and wool, it's a suffix if they cross each other in the padding. The pin is usually mostly polyester. And that's the heter that you have not to check. I think, do we have one to see here that a sex faker that you could check?
Yeah,
that's really good. The special blue is also, but if you have to make the glove, in order to check, you have to cut off the glove, which is, that's not called special blue, because it requires a certain sacrifice in the quality of the glove in order to do it. Anyway, that's the basic heter. Anyway, this bit of Mechlech Sus is a complicated din because of the Stira, and it's a big shout on the Rishayim, a big shout on that right. Sunday, there's still Yeshiva, it's not for it yet. Sunday and Monday. First of all, Monday I'll have the regular Tzadik on Monday morning. What I'd like to do, and I know it's a big Yetzirah because it's very important, but I'd like, the next Sugyot, this Perek Mishnah is full of Gishmak Sugyot, everything next is also nice Sugyot. We have Chazari after the Sugya of Fiskin Rav Aval. Since then we went to Sugya of Shloike Del Hanar and this Sugya of Efsha Kamachabi. Thursday we're going to start the next Sugya. So next week, at least Sunday, Monday, I'd like to insist really that you Chazar at least the Sugya of Efsha Kamachabi. If you can figure out that tomorrow that you can Chazar both Sugya, it would be better. But really, don't make a vacation out of it. Please chazer the very Gishmak Sugyas and the Sugya of Shabbat, we spent the whole week on Yavar. I really beg you to spend time chazering. and he's the Shem Al-Khaz as well. Regarding Purim, so first of all, I'd like to encourage everybody to participate in whatever way you can with the Tzedakah Keri Sotzvi, which is a very nice thing that the yeshiva generally raises. We never hit $100,000, but with the money that trails in after Purim as well, it's become pretty close a couple of times. Over the 24, 36 hours of Purim, we raise a lot of money, and you should really try to be a part of it in the yeshiva. Now, I'm announcing in advance, because I know you make plans. The whole year, there's one mandatory day of yeshiva, and that is the night of Purim. I was very upset. I know some people, one person may plan to be out of town. But the night of Purim, there's regular Seder in my house. Yesterday, I know people go around carrying some tea. But the night after Titus Esther, which is Monday night, so I expect everybody to be there. Generally, the way it works is the first part of the night, I have the Balabatim in the shul, who come from like 9:30 to 11:30. By 11:30, it's very just at that time, and most of them are gone, except the ones who are gone for other reasons. But the rest of them are back home. But from 11:30 and on, till whenever it ends, I'd like to really insist that everybody, no matter how much of a deadbeat you might be all year round, try to make it to the house on Monday night, recover in time for the Megillah on Tuesday morning, and then Tuesday night to be back here in Yeshiva again. The only reason Wednesday is an excuse not to be in Yeshiva is because Tuesday night you're up late, Wednesday night you're up late, you know. So again, I really would like to ask everybody to participate both Monday night and Tuesday night, and there's really no excuse not to be part of it. So I'd like to encourage everybody. My address, if you don't have, you'll forget. Yeshiva address, you all know. I'd like to really insist that everybody be part of it.